Blind Cool Tech listeners, this is Chase Crispin again with another podcast on the Icon Mobile Manager from Revelstar and the Braille Plus Mobile Manager from the American Printing House for the Blind. Before I get started, there are a couple things that I want to say. There is now a new upgrade available from Revelstar and APH. It is known as 1.1 Build 1, or 1.1.1. This update has a lot of new features. I mean, so many things are improved. There's not near as many bugs, more feedback, a new piece of software, new functionality in almost all the software. It's just amazing what they've done in this update. So if you haven't upgraded your unit and you have a unit, you want to go to Check for Software Updates from the Utilities menu, and it'll say Icon Software Version 1.06.28 is now available. Now, this installs a new system updater, so it'll see 1.1.1. So you want to choose Download and Install. It should install. And then it'll reboot, and it'll say, "This is an interim software release. Please run Check for Software Updates from the Utilities menu to upgrade to version 1.1 Build 1. And so when you open the software updater, it'll ask you to register your unit with Revelstar or the American Printing House for the Blind. And it'll have fields like first name, last name, street address line 2, city, state, zip code, home phone, work phone, mobile phone, and email address is what it has. Now, I just filled in first name, last name, street address, city, state, zip code, home phone, email address, because you don't really need to put in your work phone and all that. So, but you have to fill this out. When you press OK, it'll register your unit with either company, and this will basically register your unit so they know you have it, and I believe it titles you to technical support and that kind of thing. Then it'll go out and check for updates after it installs the system keys for your unit. It'll say version 1.1 build 1 is now available, and you'll want to mark that for download by pressing select. Sorry about that was my chair. Press select, and it'll mark it, then you'll press OK, and then we'll download. Now, this is a big update, so it is going to take a little bit. Don't be freaking out that it's not doing anything, because it's going to be clicking, and it's going to be doing something just very slowly, because it's such a big update. And then once it installs, you're good to go. Now, on my last cast, I was running what was the latest version of software at the time, 1.06.21, and if you remember, we went through the status menu. Well, in 1.1 build 1, the status menu has entirely changed. Well, I shouldn't say entirely, but there's a couple new items, so I'm going to turn the Braille Plus on by pressing cancel. Okay, now I'll hold status to get to the status menu.
Status menu at 12:10 p.m. Thursday, January 1st, 1970.
Okay. And that is their time and date, of course. And for some reason, the time server that we're using, it's Microsoft Time Server, I believe, and it's down today, so I can't synchronize my clock. So that's why it's wrong. But in that dialogue, for the time and date is the same as it was.
Battery status, 66% charging.
Battery status, same as it was. We don't need to talk about that now.
No more appointments for the rest of the day.
Same as it was before.
Wireless off.
Same as it was.
Bluetooth off.
Bluetooth off. This is a new item, and this will tell you if Bluetooth is on or off. And if you're not using a Bluetooth keyboard, you'll want to make sure you turn it off, because Bluetooth does take about half the battery.
Software version 1.1 build 1.
Software version 1.1 build 1. This is the same as it was, only with a new version number.
Serial number 1.
Serial number, and I stopped it. That's just your serial number, because when you call technical support, they might ask for your serial number, and that's where you find it.
Serial number.
And that's the last item. And by the way, what I'm doing to stop the speech is I'm hitting that control key. That's the key to the right of the space bar when it's in position for Braille. Alright, so that's the status menu. I'll press cancel.
Applications menu.
Okay. So we've taken care of that, and I've shown you the new status menu. So what I want to cover in today's cast is a brief overview of all the applications in the Icon and Braille Plus. I'm not going to tell you everything it does, because that would take way too long. Probably about 4.5 hours is what I'd guess, because there is just so many things you can do in here. And especially with this new update, it just really amazes me what they've done. So, So I'm going to go through and tell you basically what the main idea of the program is and give you instructions on the most of the main features in the programs. So with that being said, we'll get started. Okay, if I up arrow,
one address book.
We hear one address book. Now you'll probably notice from this cast and the last cast that all the menu items have numbers. This is because with that telephone keypad, you can type in the number or numbers of a menu item, and it'll launch the program. So I could either press select or E chord or OK or 4-6 chord to open this, or I could just type 1 since that's the number it is. So I'll type 1 on the telephone keypad, or you could type 1 in Braille, on the Braille Plus, that is.
Address book, contacts in main empty list.
We hear address book, contacts in main empty list. Now main, you probably guessed, is the main folder to keep your contacts in. If we left arrow,
folders, main, 1-1.
We hear folders, main. Now, what I do with my main unit is you can make like a mailing list folder, a family folder, a friends folder, a company's folder, that kind of thing. So you can better organize your contacts. All right, arrow, to get back into the main folder.
Contacts in main empty list.
Contacts in main empty list. So let's go ahead and add a contact. So I can press the menu key.
Address book menu. 3, add contact.
3, add contact. Now I'm not going to do it this way. I'm going to press cancel to get it out of the menu.
Contacts in main empty list.
Oops. Okay, and now I'll press Control N to get to the new contact dialog.
First name blank.
And as I mentioned in the last cast, the Braille keys are actually not this loud. It's my sensitive microphone on my recorder, and it's picking up the Braille keys louder than they really are. They're actually fairly quiet. Okay, so now we have this.
First name blank. Middle name blank. Last name blank.
Form.
First name.
And I'll go ahead and make a contact form for APH since I have the Braille Plus. So in the first name field, I'll type American Printing House for the Blind.
American Printing House for the Blind.
To the current line, you press C chord like you did on the old Braille and Speaks. And if we down arrow.
Middle name blank.
Middle name.
Last name blank.
And last name. Now with this middle name and last name field, you're not going to want to put American in the first field, Printing House, in the middle name, and for the blind in the last field, because it will, as of software version 1.06.21 and later, it organizes your contacts through last name, first name, middle name. So it would end up as for the blind, American Printing House. So you want to put everything in one of the fields. So if I down arrow,
street address.
I will type, and keep in mind we can use grade 2 here, so you probably noticed when I was typing in the name. So, street address, I'll type
number 1839 Frankfurt Avenue.
I prefer not to use abbreviations for some reason, so that's why I'm doing this.
Street address, line 2 blank.
You could put their P.O. box here, but I'm not going to.
City blank.
City. We'll type Louisville.
.6LOURSVILLE, Louisville.
We'll down arrow.
State blank.
State. We'll type. Well, we'll just type KI. 5-6 for the letter signs, so it's not going to interpret this as knowledge I. 2.6 is to capitalize. KI.
KI. Zip code.
Down arrow, and the zip code is 40206. Now, the thing about numeric fields is when it says numeric, you can use the telephone keypad and just type the number directly. You don't have to worry about texting or thumb brailing. It switches it to numeric mode, so whatever number you push gets typed out immediately. And, of course, you can still use the Braille keyboard, but you need to type the numbers in the lower cell with no number sign. Well, down arrow.
Home phone,
let's just leave this blank. I'm not going to put through local phone.
Work phone,
that's type
1-800-223-1839.
And you can see it reads it just like it should read a phone number. It doesn't say the dashes, which is pretty cool.
Cell phone,
we'll leave this blank.
web page computer braille required blank.
And we down there, we hear web page computer braille required blank. Computer braille, as most of you know, is what you use when a computer, you know, some of those symbols in grade 2 can be interpreted more than one way. So computer braille is just easier. So we'll type http://www.aph.org.
http://www.aph.org.
The dot being 46, the colon being what would normally be the WH156, and the slash being 43.
Comments blank.
Comments, you can put a comment. I'll just put APH here just to show you. This is a grade 2 field, so you can type in how you're used to typing in grade 2.
Email addresses, no email addresses. Press select to edit or review email addresses.
Email addresses, no email addresses. Press select to view or change email addresses. Now, this is something that people ask a lot of questions about, and why do they have a list of email addresses? Well, some older devices that I've seen, I think the PacMate, and I know like the Blazy note takers, in when they had address books, you just had to put in one email address. Now, for people that have a lot of email addresses, and you know you use one of them a lot, but you want to have their other ones just in case, you could put as many email addresses as you could think of in this one field, which is really nice. So, let's press select.
Email addresses empty list.
We'll press the menu key.
Address book menu. New email address.
New email address.
Email address computer braille required blank.
Okay, email address computer braille required blank. So let's up arrow.
Real name American Printing House for the Blind.
Real name. And that automatically gets filled in, and that's why you're placed in the email address field, is because that's already filled in. So let's down arrow back to the email address field.
Email address computer braille required blank.
cs@aph.org.
cs@aph.org.
cs@aph.org is how it says it, but that's their customer service email address, and I'll down arrow.
Is default yes.
Is default yes. And we can press select here.
No.
No. Select again.
Yes.
Yes. So press OK.
American Printing House for the Blind. CSNF.org default 1:1.
And let's just put in the webmaster.
Address book menu. One edit this email address. Edit email address.
Oops.
Real name.
Sorry about
cancel.
That.
American Printing House. Address book menu. One, two, new email address.
New email address. Okay.
Email address.
And we'll type in webmaster@aph.org.
Webmaster@aph.org.
Down arrow.
Yes.
And we already have a default, and I don't want this to override cs@aph.org, so I'll press select.
No.
And okay.
American Printing House for the Blind. cs@aph.org default 1:2.
Oh, and we hear default 1:2, so we down arrow.
American Printing House for the Blind. Webmaster@aph.org 2:2.
All right, so now let's press okay to save this.
Changes to email addresses saved. Email addresses to email addresses. Press select to edit or reveal email addresses.
And we press OK to save this.
OK contacts at main American Printing House for the Blind 1:1.
All right, there's that. So, let me put together another contact really quick. I'm going to pause the recording to save some time, and I'm going to make a contact for Blind Cool Tech with the comment line number and the email address. And I'm not going to record this because I need to save time, and I also don't think I need to because I just give instructions on how to do that. Okay, I put the Blind Cool Tech podcast contact in, and let's up arrow.
American Printing House for the Blind 1:2.
1:2. That's down arrow.
Blind Cool Tech podcast 2:2.
Okay, and I want to go through the menu. I'm not going to demonstrate these, but I just want to show you.
Address book menu. One view contact. Two edit contact.
We have viewed contact and edit contact. View does the same thing as pressing select. You can view the fields but not edit them, and edit allows you to edit them. So if somebody got a new phone number, you can easily change it.
3 add contact. 4 delete contact.
And we have delete
5
contact.
Send email.
And send email, but we haven't 5. Learned about the email program yet, so I will talk to you about that when we get to the email program. Let's press cancel.
Contacts at main. Cool.
Alright, let's left arrow to that folders.
Main, 1:1.
And let's press the menu key.
Address book menu. One new folder.
New folder.
Enter folder name.
I'm going to call this one Companies.
C-O-M-P-A-N-I-E-S, Companies.
Okay, I'm going to press OK. Actually, I'll press 4-6 chord.
OK, folders. Main, 1:2.
Main.
Companies.
Companies. Okay, main, so we'll go back up to Main and press right arrow.
Contacts at Main American Printing House for the Blind 1:2.
And I'm going to want to move this. So if I press the pound key to mark it.
Number, American Printing House for the Blind 1:2.
And I heard a little can't really describe it, kind of a sound, and that means it's selected. All right.
American Printing House for the
Blind. So that's selected. So let's left arrow.
Folders. May 1 of 2.
And that's down arrow.
Companies 2 of 2. Contacts and companies empty list.
And if we press the menu key here.
Address book menu. 3 add contact. 6 move 1 selected contact to folder companies. 7 clear selection. 7 clear selection.
So if I select multiple contacts, I could use that clear selection and clear all of them.
6 move 1 selected.
Then I'm going to move this.
Companies. Contacts and companies. American Printing House for the Blind 1 of 1.
And if we go back to Maine.
Contacts. Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
Blind Cool Tech Podcast is the only one in there.
Folders.
So let's create another new folder. And I'm going to call it Podcasts.
Podcast. Okay. Folders. Main. Companies. 2 of 3. Main.
Let's select this.
Blind Cool Tech. Number. Blind. Folders. Company. Podcast.
We're in podcast now. And well, I'm holding.
Clear selection.
What I did is I held down arrow to get to the bottom of the menu. And so we don't have to keep down arrowing. Now we'll up arrow once.
6 move 1 selected.
And we're there.
Folder podcasts.
Sorry, I keep talking over that.
Contacts and podcasts. Blind Cool Tech Podcast 1 of 1.
All right, now if we go back to main.
Main 1 of 3.
Right arrow on it.
Contacts and main empty list.
Empty list. So that's basically the address book.
Applications menu. All
right, so it's down arrow.
1 of 2 music player.
Music player.
Music catalog updated. Music player 1 songs updated media catalog.
And we wait. It's probably gonna let me.
1 songs.
Yeah, it's done. It just doesn't say anything because there's nothing in my music, unfortunately. This is my training unit, so I don't have anything on at the moment. So this is the only thing I'm doing music player training for right now.
1 songs, 2 artists, 3 albums, 4 genres, 5 playlists, 6 files.
Okay, we have songs, artists, albums, genres, playlists, and files. And what the music player uses is a thing called an ID3 tag. And this is sorts it, so it'll look in the ID3 tag, and if the artist is... Well, whatever the artist name is, it'll create a new listing under artist for that artist and put all those artist tracks in there. Now, as far as formats that this music player supports, it supports FLAC, WAV, MP3, and OGG files, and it plays M3U and another type of playlist that I don't remember the format at the moment for. So, and you can go out to Shoutcast and download some of their, you don't need their utility, you just download one of their files, their playlist files, put on your hard drive, turn on your wireless, press select, and the music player will open and play it for you. Or you can do the same with, ACB Radio, it would be called mainstream.pls, and you select that, and that's pretty interesting if you'd like ACB Radio. Okay, now this last option, second to the last,
playlists. Playlists empty list.
Empty list. Now, if I press the menu key.
Music player menu. 1 new playlist. Enter a name for this playlist. Blank.
Enter a name for this playlist. So if I just type test.
T-T-S-T.
And press OK.
Playlists test. 1 to 1.
And.
Tracks and test empty list.
I right arrowed. And there's no tracks in
playlists
it.
Test. 1 to 1.
And we can, of course, delete tracks.
1 songs.
Now, let's go back down. I'll type 6 to get to that files.
6. Music empty list.
Music empty list. Now this places us in a browse for file control, and we can go anywhere on our thumb drives, mini SD cards, our internal flash disk, our hard drive, or even our file sharing folders, and copy music into the music player. Not even into this music folder like you used to, you can just directly add it.
Hard drive, music folder, podcasts folder, podcasts, accessible world, level star art.
Oh, I did download some podcasts
world,
on here, that's right,
archives,
I did.
Empty list.
They're empty.
Blind Cool Tech.
Here.
Blind Cool Tech empty list. Pod. Freedoms. Freedoms. Empty. Pod. On the level. On the level empty. Pod.
Unfortunately, I took those off because I wanted to have a blank hard drive. So, but what you would
recordings
do.
Recordings folder. Recordings empty. Hard drive. Updates folder.
Oh.
Updates.
Sorry about that. But what you would do is you would push pound to select a whole folder of files or some files. You'd press the menu. And you could choose to copy those books into a playlist or just import them to the library. And then, of course, you can press cancel here.
What songs?
Songs. And we're back here, and it would be in your playlists. So you don't have to copy music to that music folder anymore, which is really nice. Now, I want to go to the menu here and show you a few things.
Music player menu. Three turn shuffle off. Three turn shuffle
turn
off.
Shuffle off. Because it's on right now, and that's nice, and it does a really good job of shuffling.
Four turn repeat on.
Turn repeat on. If you want a certain track or tracks repeated, you can go ahead and turn that on.
My resume.
Resume. Now, this is an eloquence bug. You probably notice this with JAWS or WindowWise or whatever also. It says resume, but it actually means resume. So what you would do is, if I had a podcast playing, and I didn't want to listen to it, and I didn't want to leave the music player open, which it's perfectly safe to do. It doesn't slow down your unit at all, since there's 60 megabytes of RAM. But if I, for some reason, wanted to close the music player, I could close it, go grab my email, reply to some emails from the list or whatever, and close the email program. Actually, I would just leave it open, and then I'd go back to the music player and choose the resume option, and it would pick me up right where I left off.
Six, rebuild catalog.
Rebuild catalog. Now, if you remember when I turned on my unit, it said updating media catalog. Now, if you have the music player open and you put some files into your music folder, you can choose this and it'll go out there and it'll pull these into the music player.
Seven, turn auto catalog update off.
Turn auto catalog update off. And auto catalog update is what you heard when you first open the music player. It automatically goes and updates that catalog for you. But now, however, I don't have this problem, but some people do, when they add hundreds or thousands of songs to their catalog, and you open the music player, and it has so many songs to go through, it's going to take a minute or two, and if you just want to listen right away, you can just turn that off and only have to use the rebuild catalog whenever you add stuff, which is really nice.
They turn song announce template on.
Turn song announce template on, so when you're listening to a song, and it moves to the next song, if you want it to say the new song and all that kind of stuff, you can do that, but...
Nine, edit templates.
Edit templates. Now, you can change it to different things. You can have it announce the artist, the title, the album, but I'm not going to demo that for two reasons. One, because I'm kind of providing a brief overview on this podcast, and two, because it's... I don't have any music on here. Alright, and that's all we have in the menu.
One song.
Now, let me just tell you that if you did have any music or audio files in there, when you would open them, it would say audio player, meaning that's where you are to play the files, and it would start playing it. Now, to navigate through a file, you could hold right arrow, and it'll announce increments of time that it's moving forward or backward, and so it might eventually get to minutes, and then now it's how many minutes it's moving, which is pretty cool. So if you know you want to move to 15 minutes, you can hold right arrow, and it'll go through some seconds, and it'll go by minutes. And once you're at 15 minutes, you let go, and you're at 15 minutes. Or you can press 1 and 3 to move to backward and forward by, I believe it's 10 seconds. And 4 and 6 move by minute, and 7 and 9 move by 10 minutes. And if you press 5, it'll tell you the current position of the audio you are in, not a percentage, but as a time increment. So if I was listening to a podcast, it might tell me 1 hour, 4 minutes, 36.28 seconds. Now, you can use 2 and 8 as up and down arrow, and 2 moves up, and 8 moves down through the information, and that contains title, artist, genre, album, path, which is where it is. So it might say slash media, slash HDD, slash music, slash my albums, slash album I created, slash track 15.wav. Or it could be something short if you just open it from your hard drive, like slash media, slash HDD, slash what's new in 1.1.mp3 for an icon file. I'm just using that as an example. So, and then if you're down here, I'll tell you the length, and you also get other information such as how many channels it has, the sample rate, and a playlist position. So it's really good information. Now, if you're still running the old version of software, those navigation commands I was talking about don't work very well, and the 2 and 8 keys don't work anymore. Or they don't work at all, because this is a new thing to get through that. And the if you press star to get to this information, you only get title, artist, album, genre, path, and length. So you can tell there's been a lot of improvement there. So that's basically all. That's just some of the features in the music player.
Applications menu.
Okay, now there's the library menu, which was option 3, because you remember the music player is option 2.
3, 1 bookshelf.
Now that's a sub-menu. We have bookshelf,
2 newsstand,
three, internet and internet search. Book search. Now, first, I want to tell you about this bookshelf. This bookshelf application allows you to play things from the System Access Mobile Network, the Icon Braille Plus, and the Victor Reader Stream are the only devices that it supports. And it play, or you can import any, like, brf.txt or that kind of thing, if you just want it there. It works really, really well with Bookshare.org. NLS support just came. Works excellent. Very excellent with NLS digital talking books. And I'll talk about that when we get into the bookshelf. And there is Audible support in here for Audible.com books. However, Audible hasn't... Level Star and APH have finished their stuff that they can do. But they're still waiting for Audible to do some things on their end. So we're kind of expecting Level Star and APH to have the announcement out about Audible in a couple weeks. That'll be really nice, too. And Icon and Braille Plus will be a choice. It'll say Level Star Icon / APH Braille Plus as one of the supported devices in Audible Manager. But before I demo the bookshelf, I want to turn on my wireless radio by holding Program 2, which is the little round key to the right of the applications key.
Wireless on. Searching for wireless networks. Network manager USB network. Not connected. 1 of 1.
Uh-oh.
USB. Crispin Wi-Fi.
Oh, there's my network.
75% secure network using web. 1 of 1.
Must have been something blocking my antenna or something. That rarely, rarely happens. This has a very good antenna. But I had to move it a little bit on my desk so it would finally see it. So let me press status to hear that again.
Crispin Wi-Fi, 72% secure network using web, 1 of 3.
Okay, so I'm going to press select here.
Enter security key, computer braille required blank.
Enter security key. Now there is currently, let me just test.
Add.
Yep, there's still a bug.
B. Add.
There's still a little bug in here where, for some reason, it doesn't say passwords except for this one. And so I don't want to have my network password here, so I'm going to pause and I'm going to type that in, and I'll be right back. Okay, I've typed it in, and if I press OK.
Connecting. Network manager Crispin Wi-Fi. Connecting. 1 of 3.
Crispin Wi-Fi connecting.
Crispin Wi-Fi starting.
Oh, now we got starting network when
Crispin
I press
Wi-Fi
status.
Connected.
Crispin Wi-Fi connected. Okay.
Application.
So, I'm going to go download a Bookshare.org book using that internet book search you heard. So I'm going to type 30.
Three.
For the library menu, and 3 to get to internet book search, and that should bring up a menu inside of the program.
Internet book search. 1, search for authors.
Search for authors.
2, search for titles.
Search for titles.
3, browse categories.
Browse categories. Alright, so.
2, search for titles.
I'm gonna go to search for titles.
1, search for authors.
Actually, I'm gonna go search for authors. I'm gonna try to find J.K. Rowling. I'm gonna type J. Oops.
J. 5.6. J. Space. 5.6. K. Searching.
I'm not sure if that'll work. I haven't searched.
Authors containing J.K. empty list.
Nope.
1, search for
Let's
authors.
Let's try this again. Sorry about
Enter
that.
Author blank. 5.6. Dot six. Dot six. J.K. J.K. Searching. Authors containing J.K. Miriam Ratgiver. Miriam Rat.
Nope.
1, search for authors.
I'm used to just going to search by titles, but I just wanted to demonstrate this. Let's try just putting okay, in the enter author field. This is a grade 2 field, by the way. I'll type .6 for capital
R-O-W-L-I-N-G.
I don't care which book I download of the Harry Potter. I'm just gonna press select here.
Searching.
It's searching. Now, these are Bookshare.
J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, British edition.
It will go out and search. This is a Bookshare.org, and it goes to the Bookshare website. However, Levelstar and AP, they kind of have a server, and that server has all the books, so it's really fast, and there's no other device that has this kind of thing built into it. So it is really nice. Let me just download and pick one here.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, British Edition. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter y el Prisionero de Azkaban en Español. Harry Potter y el Mysterio. Harry Potter y la Cámara Secreta. Harry Potter y la Piedra Filosofal en Español.
And why I'm going to all these, I'm trying to also show you how good Bookshare is, because we have all the books on here.
Harry Potter.
Let's go up to Harry Potter in the Order of the Phoenix.
Harry Potter and the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Let's press select.
Log into Bookshare.org. Bookshare.org email address computer braille required blank.
And I'll type in my email address. Okay, and I'll down arrow.
Bookshare.org password computer braille required blank.
And I'll type this in. Alright, and I put it in. I'll down arrow. Oops.
Save Bookshare.org password go.
Save Bookshare.org password. It should say username and password. And it's set to no. So if I press select.
Yes.
Yes, but I'll press select to change it back to no. And what this will do is when you point to an item in the internet book search, it'll just say, it'll go right to downloading. You don't have to put in this. And that's what I usually do, but we're going to be using this again in a minute and in a different program. So I don't want to save it, so I can show you that in that program also. I'll press OK.
Log again to Bookshare.org.
It's logging in.
Downloading Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
It's downloading and we wait. It doesn't take very long, I'm just going to tell you that. And this is a long book, too.
Done.
And you heard done. Now, this wasn't just the down... And I only have about 3/4 of my internet connection here, and that's really good. And the cool thing about this is it grabs it from Bookshare, downloads it, puts it on a certain folder on your hard drive so the bookshelf will see it, unpacks it, and it does all that. That would normally take how long in the unpack utility? And I did not pause my recorder there at all. And so that is really fast.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
And now I'll show you search for titles.
Search for titles. Enter title blank.
Enter title. I won't feel like downloading some manuals on some technical stuff. I like manuals on tech. So, I'll type in Python because that's the programming language used for this, which I really want to learn. Okay, I pressed OK after I typed it in.
Books with titles containing Python, Monty Python speaks.
That's a book. That's not a manual.
Learning Python.
Here's Learning Python. So we'll press OK.
Downloading Learning Python.
Downloading Learning Python. And it's going to download. I think it should say download it in a pack, but it's not a big deal as long as you know that it's doing both. That didn't take very long at all, did it? Okay.
Programming Python, second edition.
That's left arrow.
Search for three browse categories.
I want to show you the browse categories.
Retrieving category list.
Retrieving category list. When we have all these nice categories.
Art and architecture, biographies and memoirs, business and finance, children's books, computers and internet, cooking, food and wine, disability related.
Oh gosh, I've added some new ones here.
Entertainment. Gay and lesbian, health, mind, and body, history, home and garden, horror, literature and fiction, military, mystery and thrillers, nonfiction, outdoors and nature, parenting and family, poetry, professional and technical, reference, religion and spirituality, romance, science, science fiction and fantasy, self-help, sports, teens, textbooks and educational materials, travel, westerns.
All right, and that's all your categories. And each one, they only have, probably 50 under each one, and that's the most recent ones. And Bookshare, it surprises me. I mean, they probably get hundreds of books in just a couple months. So you'll want to keep an eye on that if you have a certain category that you really enjoy. All right, We'll press cancel to get out of here.
One search for authors.
And cancel again. Menu. Okay, now we'll press 3 for the library menu. And there's bookshelf. Now let's press select.
Bookshelf. Recent books. 1 of 3. Searching for new books.
Searching for new books. And you heard a kind of thump sound. And that means that it's cataloged all your books. And now, since we only have 2, which are Bookshare Daisy books, doesn't take long at all. But however, if you get System Access Mobile Network stuff, a ton of Bookshare books, and NLS books, you'll want to do something that I'm going to show you in a minute, because that is like obviously going to take a long time, especially with the digital talking books.
Recent books empty list.
Recent books.
Bookshelf authors, 2 of 3.
Let me see. Let's go to all books.
All books. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by Rowling, J.K., 1 of 3.
And 3?
Learning Python, Icon and Braille Plus User's Guide by Zoom.
Yes.
2 of 3.
This has the Icon and Braille Plus User's Guide. Now, this cannot be removed. And it's in there, and you can go in there. Now, you can just press help and read manual, or you can go into the bookshelf and read it, which is really cool.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by Rowling, J.K., 1 of 3.
Let's see this book.
Harry
I press
Potter
select.
And the Order of the Phoenix.
My hard drive, you can kind of hear it clicking. I don't know if you guys could hear that on the microphone, but it's definitely loading. This loading time on this is really impressive. And I'm going to open my Python manual just to show you.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix notices required for copyright works distributed in the United States.
I press select to stop the continuous read, and now I'm reading the Bookshare notice. Now, you're probably wondering, do I have to listen to all the copyright stuff? The answer is no. Let's hold the menu key.
Navigation. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, we hear navigation. Now let's down arrow.
I-E-F-V-Y-Y-V-X-X-Z-G-G-1-2-3.
And we have all our pages. Now there are some really cool books in Bookshare that have divided up by section and subsection and chapter and... It's just really neat. But this book, by page, that's okay. We don't need anything fancy. So let's go to page
2, 1.
Now if we press select.
1. Chapter 1. Dudley Demented. The hottest day of the summer so far was drawing to a close, and a drowsy silence lay over the large, square houses of Privet Drive. Cars that were usually gleaming stood dusty in their drives, and lawns that were once emerald green lay parched and yellowing. The use of hose pipes had been banned due to drought. Deprived of their usual car washing and lawn mowing pursuits, the inhabitants
of... Okay, and you get the point. We'll press select to stop that. And we'll hold menu again. Now, the reason to hold it so long is if you press it, you know you'll get to the menu, and you don't want to get those two mixed up. Let's go down arrow.
12.
Oh, let's open page 46.
He sat bolt upright, listening intently. The Dursleys couldn't be back, it was much too soon, and in any case he hadn't heard their car. There was silence for a few seconds, and then he heard voices. Burglars, he thought, sliding off the bed onto his feet, but a split second later it occurred to him that burglars would keep their voices down, and whoever was moving around in the kitchen was certainly not troubling to do so. He snatched up his wand from his bedside table and stood facing his bedroom door.
Okay, so you get the point there. Now, let's press the mini key.
Options menu. 5 copy books to bookshelf, 6 update
book. And we'll get to these later. These are related to the bookshelf. Okay, all that pertains to the reading a book is the 8 edit and 9 navigation. Edit has
select
all. Now, I don't know why you would want to select the whole book and move it somewhere else. In fact, I think that's against Bookshare laws, but that's there in all programs, so...
Set
selection mark, Alt plus M, and we will get to that in the word processor. That's a lot better environment for demonstrating this.
Clear,
find,
CTRL plus M.
And that's all. And as you can hear, these have shortcut keys. It really reminds me of the PC.
Let's
go to navigation.
Document
navigation, that's what we got when we held the menu key.
To go to page.
Go to page.
3, go to the start of the document.
Go to the start of the document, which you can do by holding up arrow or pressing L cord.
4, go to the end of the document.
Go to the end of the document, which you can do by holding down arrow or pressing 4, 5, 6 cord.
4, go to 3, go,
and that's that.
2, go to page.
So, go to page. Let's type...
Enter the page number.
Let's type 156.
1, 5, 6. 156, the door slid open, and they stepped out into the now almost deserted atrium. Eric the security man was hidden behind his daily prophet again. They had walked straight past the golden fountain before Harry remembered. "Wait," he told M.R. Weasley, and pulling his money back from his pocket, he turned back to the fountain. He looked up into the handsome wizard's face, but up close, Harry thought he looked rather weak and foolish.
Okay. And now I'll show you that find. Control F.
Find form. Search string. Blank.
And we'll type... Let's just type... Tall. No, that's not. Let's type blue. Have fun, there's a lot of blue things in this book.
From cursor. Yes.
From cursor. Now, if we press select...
No.
No. So if I want to search this entire document and not start at page 156, we can set it to no. So if I press select again,
yes.
We have yes.
Match case. No.
Match case. If I want it to match blue, you know, if there was a capital B, lowercase L-U-E, instead of a all lowercase B-L-U-E, it wouldn't match it if I pressed
yes.
Select. But I want to leave it at
no. No. From cursor. Yes.
And I'll change this. I'll leave that at yes.
Search
so
screen.
I press OK.
Found.
So if I press select.
Blue eyes swiveled upward and stared fixedly through.
Oh, and it left us right at the beginning of blue. And if we press...
Marks.
Oops. If we press Control F again.
Find form.
And okay.
Found.
So that's that, which is really cool.
All books.
Okay.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix type. Icon and Braille.
And instead of looking at the Python manual, I think a really good example here would be the Icon and Braille Plus.
Icon and Braille Plus User's Guide by Unknown.
User's Guide by Unknown.
Open Icon and Braille Plus User's Guide.
And it's opening.
Icon and Braille
and see, that didn't take very long at all. So, I want to show you the navigation here really quick. So, if I hold menu.
Navigation. Icon and Braille plus user's guide.
Oh, and here's our navigation. This is really cool. See?
Icon and Braille plus user guide. Introduction 15 subsections. Insert mini SD card actions. Address book 8 subsections. Music player. 12 subsection. Library menu. 3 subsections.
Now, subsections. This right arrow.
Bookshelf 13 subsections.
Bookshelf.
List of books. Open book. Select. Audio navigation 3 subsections.
Let's open audio navigation.
Speed up and slow down. Up
and...
arrow and down arrow. Rewind and fast forward. Left and right arrow.
And let's just read that by pressing select.
Rewind and fast forward. Left and right arrow to rewind for 3 seconds in an audio book in the bookshelf.
And press select to stop. So that's really cool, and some of Bookshare's books are like that. Now with NLS books, there's an entirely different navigation, but I might do a future podcast for BCT on getting your NLS keys, going in there, and actually downloading books and reading the books and that kind of thing.
To fast forward for 3 seconds.
All right.
All books. Learning Python
and
by David Asher, Mark Lutz,
let's
3 of bookshelf,
press left arrow.
Books, 3 of 3.
And I want to show you the menu.
Options menu. 5 copy books to bookshelf.
Copy books to bookshelf. If we press select.
Select the folder available drives hard drive.
And we're in that file control again.
Hard drive.
And if I know
folder.
That I put an NLS zip file.
DB folder. Library folder. Music folder. Podcast.
If I accidentally put it in music.
Empty list.
And it was there, I could just press OK and it'd be imported.
Canceled.
So that's a really cool thing.
6 update book catalog.
Update book catalog. Now, this is pretty self-explanatory. It's basically the same thing as the music was. And this will make a lot more sense if I down arrow.
7 turn auto catalog update off.
Turn auto catalog update off. So, like I said, if you get a lot of things from System Access Mobile Network, and when Audible comes, if you have a lot of Audible books, and a lot of NLS books, and a lot of Bookshare books, and the manual, and all that stuff, it's going to take a few minutes to load. If you need it right away, you can just shut this off and then use that item before.
6 update book catalog.
To take care of that.
99 view bookshelf status messages.
99 view bookshelf status messages. So I press select.
Bookshelf status messages searching for new books. 1 of 1. Press OK or cancel to close. Bookshelf.
I pressed OK.
All books, 3 of 3.
Now that's nothing major right now, but if I was importing several books and magazines and all that, it would tell me what it's doing so that I didn't say, when is this thing going to be done? And that's also a new feature, so that's really nice. Okay, I'll press cancel.
Applications menu.
I'll press 3.
3. 1, 2, newsstand.
And I'll press select on newsstand. Now, this is a really cool feature, and one that's definitely unique to the Icon and Braille Plus. It's definitely newsstand. Not there
periodicals empty list.
On the Pac-Mate and the Braille Note and that kind of thing. And newsstand, and it said periodicals empty list. So that gives kind of gives it away what this program is. But If we press the mini key.
Options menu. 5 add periodical.
Add periodical.
Log into bookshare.org. Bookshare.
And I'll put in my login information again. Okay, I put that in, and I'm not going to say my login information on this unit because I'm going to be doing other things with it when I'm going to want to demonstrate putting it in. So I'll press OK.
Login into bookshare.org. Login failed. Login to bookshare.org.
Bookshare. Let me try this again. Sorry about that. Okay, I had some extra characters there. Let's press OK.
Login into bookshare.org. Bulletin.
And I accidentally bumped something, but it said bookshare.org login information or Bookshare periodicals AARP bulletin. Now this is a list of several Bookshare periodicals, and I'm not going to go through all of them because there's a lot. I'll type N for New York Times.
N. The Shoga Publics. The Shoga Pub. The Shoga Pub. The Shoga Pub. The Shoga Publishing. The Shoga Publishing. National Telegraph. New Canon News. New London Day. New York Times.
New York Times. I'll press OK.
Settings for New York Times days to keep back issues. Enter 0 to keep them forever. Numeric 0.
Okay, and that would be a lot of papers, so I'm going to type 5.
5. Subscribe to this periodical. Yes.
Now, if you want to add it and you get a few new issues, now this isn't really useful now, but we can get to the same dialogue later. So if all of a sudden you decide, I really don't want to get rid of my issues that I already have, but yet I don't want to keep getting new ones, you can change this to no, but I'm going to leave it at yes. So I'll press OK.
Adding periodical. Okay, bookshare.
I'll press W.
W. Wall Street Journal.
And there's one I want.
Settings for Wall Street Journal days.
I'm going to type 5 because it'll automatically override the 0. So I'll press OK.
Adding periodical. Okay, bookshare.
All right, and I'll type U for USA Today.
U. USA Today. Settings for USA Today.
And I pressed OK. Type 5 and press OK.
Adding periodical. Okay.
Bookshare. And I'm going to press cancel here to get out of this list.
Periodicals. New York Times subscribed.
New York Times.
USA Today subscribed. Wall Street Journal subscribed.
And I have my 3 papers. So if I up arrow, I'm
USA Today subscribed.
Let's find New York Times.
Empty list.
We are empty list. So,
periodicals,
we have left arrow. And I'm going to show you the menu.
Options menu. 1. Get all new issues. 2. Get new issues for this periodical. 3. Delete New York Times. 4. Periodical setting. 5. Add periodical. 5. Add.
Okay, so.
1. Get all new issues.
Get all new issues. So if you like to get your papers before you get up and go on the bus to work, which a lot of people do, you can do that, and it'll download all the new issues, and once again, it does not take long at all, like the books. A little bit longer, because there's more than one, but
to get new issues for this periodical.
So if you have a lot of papers, and you decide, I'm only interested in Wall Street Journal today, you can just update that one.
3. Delete New York Times.
Delete New York Times. If you all of a sudden decide, I don't want to read this anymore, you can choose that.
4. Periodical settings.
Periodical settings is what we got to before, and I was talking about how you can get to that dialogue later. That's how you do it.
5. Add periodical.
And there's the add periodical box we were at before.
1. Get all new issues.
And I held up here to get to the top. I'll press select here.
Getting new issues. Periodicals. New York Times subscribed.
If I press status twice, I can see what it's doing.
Newsstand finding new issues. Newsstand finding new issues.
Now, right now, I'm at an area here in the house where our internet kind of goes and comes and goes. I'm at a position where I'm not too close to the router, so one minute I might have a 70% signal, one minute I might have a 20, so it's not that guaranteed that I'm going to have a speedy signal. See what it's doing.
Newsstand downloading issue 2 of 7.
And see, it's already downloaded a whole issue of 7. Now, Bookshare, it's not what you picked. That, you know, I picked 5 days to keep it. That's not how many days it searches for on Bookshare. It actually gets however many they have, and they keep them. I think they keep them. NFB Newsline lets them keep the papers for about 3 to 4 days.
Newsstand downloading issue 3 of 7.
This is a big issue. I can tell this is from USA Today, because, no, this is from New York Times. Because New York Times are usually big.
New York Times subscribed. Newsstand unpacking issue 3 of 7.
And now it's unpacking that, and it should be unpacked.
Newsstand downloading issue 4 of 7.
Yep. So the unpacking process is really fast. And so this is just really cool. And I'm not going to go in and demonstrate how to read a paper, as this is the same environment that you get in the bookshelf. Hold money to get to navigation. The find is available. All those things are available in the bookshelf. It's just that this is for periodicals.
Newsstand downloading issue 6 of 7.
And it's already downloading the 6 of 7th issue. Alright, try doing that on the PC. I don't think you're going to get
USA
that fast.
Today subscribed.
Alright, so let's open
New York Times, Wall Street Journal 4/5/2008.
Today's paper. Press select.
Opening periodical, navigation app, marketing 2 subsections.
But the thing about this is it opens right to navigation.
Page 1, 7 subsection, Asia 2 subsection, World News 5 sub, skip, 2 sub, today's WSJ and photos. Skip today's WSJ
I just pushed select.
April 4th, 2008. Today's WSJ and photos. April 4th, 2008. Check out the images behind the stories making news in the Wall Street Journal at WSJ.com.
Okay.
Navigation.
So that's pretty easy. And the rest of the stuff you can, if you want to, you can go back and listen to the bookshelf part of this, and that'll help you with the newsstand.
Wall Street Journal 4/5 opening periodical.
Whoops, I accidentally
Fruit
pressed.
Of the
okay.
Wall Application
okay,
menu.
So I pressed cancel to get out of that particular article, out of the navigation, out of that periodical, and out of the newsstand. So that was all the things in the library menu. Let's press 4.
4-1 web browser.
And this is called the library menu. And the first item is the web browser. I press select. Now this web browser, those of you that are Firefox users, regardless if you're using Linux or Mac or Windows, this is Firefox. I believe in the source code they call it Minimo. Yeah, they do. But it's really based on Firefox. And you can tell that a lot of these are Firefox features, but there's all these things that make it a lot more accessible.
No
these clicks. All right, we're on Google. That's the default homepage. And I want to show you, well, actually, that's search.
Nine.
Edit computer braille required.
I used a shortcut key that I'll tell you about in a minute. I'll type blind. Cool. Tech. Now we can either down arrow to the search button, press OK, or just press OK.
New page, blind, cool tech, Google search, web.
Okay, now those navigation I was talking about. We can use 1 to move to the previous heading.
1.
We're at the top of the page, so it's not going to do anything. We can use 3.
3. Sponsored links.
To move to the next heading. We can use 4 to move to the prior link.
4.
Cool.
And we can press right arrow to move to the next link.
6.
Heck.
And we can press 7 to move to the previous form field, whether it be a list box, checkbox, button, radio button, edit box, or whatever.
7.
Button search.
And that was 7, and 9 to go to the next edit field.
9.
Edit. Computer braille required blind call tech.
Alright, so that is your navigation. So now, let's work here.
Web.
Let's push 3 for the first heading.
3 sponsored links.
Low cost blinds.
Featured on HDTV.
Low cost blinds.
We sell below most retailers' cost. 3.
Blind call tech podcast.
Okay, we have the blind call tech homepage. Let's see what else we have.
3.
Blind call tech podcast archives.
Home, subscribe.
Let's go to the archives. Most of you already know the new shows, so why go there? Even though it speaks, it's not done, so you shouldn't really, or you can, but don't navigate and click on links until you hear the sound, until you know things are done.
Subscribe. Frequently. Submission. Contact. Credits.
I'm down arrowing here.
Chat.
Oh, and another thing, like in the bookshelf in the newsstand, we can press select for continuous read.
Chat.
And sit here.
Blind Tech.
Save on Blind Tech. Bargain prices. Smart deals. Shopzilla.com.
Braille works.
We provide reading materials for the blind, documents, menus, and more. www.brailleworks.com.
Blind.
Find blind online. Great deals on blind. Cluesforyou.com.
Blind.
Confused by all the options around? Wise enough with Wise Pro. WisePro.com.
Graphic ads by Google. 2007. 2006. 2005, 2007, 2006, 2005.
Okay, we read the whole page, and I just hit select. Alright, now I want to show you bookmarks.
Options menu, one bookmark
because
page.
I do go back and listen to the 2005 archive, because there's a lot of good information there.
One bookmark page.
So, okay.
Two
Let's
one
go to bookmark page.
Bookmark form. Title: Computer Braille Required. Blind Cool Tech Podcast Archives.
And let's see. I don't want this to be Blind Cool Tech Podcast. Let's just say I want it to be BCT Archives. So,
L-O-P-M-D.
We can use Control, right arrow.
Cool Tech Podcast.
That's my clock. Archives. Sorry about Space that. A. Now I'm going to press B chord for backspace. You could also use star if you're using ABC mode. Okay, now let's type letter sign. Oops.
Semi.
Alright, we're using a computer braille. Shift B. Oops.
A.
Shift with B. Shift with C.
Frame. C.
Shift with T.
T. Space.
And the thing to know about shifts, this isn't really the place to note it, but oh well. You press shift, then the letter, then you got to let go of shift for it to get typed. You cannot use it like the PC shift and hold it and type a whole bunch of letters and let go of it. That just does not work. So let's press C chord to read the current line.
BCT Archives.
BCT Archives. I like that. So if we down arrow.
URL computer braille required http /www.blindcoltech.com/archive.htm.
Let's say one day he changed the home or the archive link. I could go in here and change it, but that's the page, and any other page is not going to lead to what the bookmark is called. So let's just press OK.
Bookmark added.
Bookmark added. Okay, so now I want to show
Options
you
what
page. The bookmarks look
two
like.
Bookmarks.
Here's two bookmarks. I press select.
Bookmarks BCT Archives.
By the way, when it says Options menu, that means I'm pressing the Options key. I'm not really saying press the Option or the menu key because I'm trying to keep this as short as I can.
BCT Archives. BCT Archives.
And there's where it is. It doesn't say the URL or anything. It just says the title that you typed in there. And, which is really nice, so you don't have to say, ooh, what's that URL? So then you press select and it'll load it. But I'm not going to press select as we have that page open. Now I'm going to show you
2005.
Oh, I'll download a file. So I'll press OK. And it's loading the 2005 page. And I'm going to find a very small download, the grocery addendum. Larry went to
no
Sam's, and
podcast.
He's just making some notes about that. It's a very short podcast, and that's very good for us, because we need something short.
Bacon turkey.
Oh, let's press 9.
9.
And you're probably wondering, why do you want to move to the last or to next form field? Well, there's no form fields on the Blind Cool Tech page. Pressing 9 gets you to the bottom, and this is one of the first podcasts. So I'll press 4.
4.
Introducing Bookport.
Then we're moving through the shows.
Exploring Bookport Transfer Software.
4.
Advanced Bookport Features.
4.
Blind Bowling.
4.
Working with AC and iDog.
4.
Tour App Part 1.
4.
Introducing the Software Engineers and App.
4.
Jeff Bishop's Website.
4.
Getting started listening to podcasts.
4.
Download a demo of Money Talks.
4.
Money Talks Demo.
4.
Bookport Firmware 2.
4.
Exploring
4.
Scrabble.
4.
Studio 2.
4.
Tristan Pierce Interview.
4.
Incredible
Rob
Discuss.
4.
Bill of Jerry's Living.
4.
BCT 60.
4.
Tool Around the Day.
4.
Grocery Shop.
4.
Grocery
Adventure.
There it is. So this is a link, but if I press OK. It's loading. And it's going to come
download
up with a dialogue code.
Open.
There it is. Download options 1 open.
To save.
Or save. Let's. If you would go to save, you would get a place where you could save it. You could choose a drive or open the drive and choose a folder by down arrowing to the folder you want and pressing OK, or just pressing OK on the drive. Then it would ask you for a file name. And you could type in that file name. And once you type in that file name, it would save it. I'm going to go to open.
One open. File will be opened when it is downloaded.
Now, this is just like a temporary download. It's not going to actually download, but it needs to download somehow because, as of now, the iCon Rebel Plus don't stream audio, but to me, this is close enough. Oh, we heard the thump sound, which means it's opening a program, which in this case is Music Player.
Music Player. Audio Player.
Cool Tech, June 18th, 2005. I just wanted to add a note about the grocery trip this afternoon.
And here's Larry. Let's press
to you, but current as...
Now, I paused it. We are well done with the music player, but something that I did forget to mention. You can speed up and slow down your audio. So I'm going to press select and up arrow a few times and speed up, Larry.
Liz and I were shopping. Joey's
speed 300%.
The product in a hot basket never really helps when you get home. I like to put the groceries on myself, so I know where everything is. And if you look in the basket, you can identify easily. Take it out and put it away.
And that's Down Earth. It's already 3 tag.
Artist Larry Scutcheon. Album
line. I'm using 8.
Genre podcast.
There are some cameras that you
can
have.
Okay, let's stop.
Year 2005.
And you can hear it went to a browser TMP folder that will be deleted soon. Well, not the folder, but the file.
Length 1 minute 19 seconds.
And it's only a minute 19 seconds.
Sample rate 44,100. Channels 2. Track number 0. Playlist pose 1. Playlist size 1. Transport paused. Time 59 seconds. Time 59
okay,
seconds.
Okay, so there was that. I'll press cancel to get it out of here.
Web browser.
Okay, now I want to open a page with a form. And I think let me go ahead and log into my blog.
Enter URL.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to show you how you would log in.
blindmobility.blogspot.com.
It's actually blindmobiletech.blogspot.com. Now, this is probably going to be the last thing I show you, but keep in mind...
Blind mobile tech.
What a post. Okay, so this is probably going to be the last thing I show you in the browser, but you're going to want to remember that there's tons of options. Reloading pages, that you can go back and forward, you can, of course, save the files, you can... Oh, there is another thing I'm going to show you, but there's a lot that you can do with this browser that I'm not going to get into.
This blog discusses mobile technology for blind people. Feel free to leave comments in the comment area, and I will get back to you if I can.
Need to change that because I'm not getting
Sunday,
feedback
March
there,
30th,
but I'll do that later.
Sunday smart tip, uploading and downloading using FTP.
That one was something that was really fun to write.
Sunday smart tip, uploading and downloading using FTP.
I'm going to use the find.
Find form.
And
search string. Computer braille required.
Type sign in.
Sign in. Found.
Oh, and it found it. Now, a quick note about finds in the browser. It's the same as the find that we did earlier. But the cool thing is, if you want to find that again, let's say you're in your email and you want to look for emails for a specific person, you can go into the find. Let's say you're using webmail, which I don't know why in the world you would possibly use your webmail that way, but since there's an email client on here, but if you did and you wanted to look for emails from a certain person, you could type in their name. You'd find an email. If you didn't want that one, you could press 8, and it would issue the find all over again without taking into that dialog, which is really nice.
Edit. Blogger. Blogger. Edit. Computer.
Search log. Flag.
Next log. Create. Sign in.
There's my sign-in link. I pressed OK. And I try to make this clear already, but in case you're still wondering, the iCon and Braille Plus don't have a forms mode. There's a screen reader on here, which, by the way, is not based off of anything. They wrote it themselves. And it does not require a forms mode. So when you get to an edit or a form field, it instead of leaving the navigation pad active and not allowing you to type, it shuts all the navigation down and puts you in a writing environment.
Email.
Edit. Computer Braille required link.
Okay, I'll type this in. Okay, I typed it in. I'll put down arrow.
Password.
Computer Braille required blank.
And I'll type this in. Okay, so in this password field, I'm going to actually keep the recorder on this time I type in my password. If you notice, on all my passwords before, I have been shutting or pausing the recorder because I don't want all my passwords known, which is sort of obvious. But with the browser and the email program and the rest of the apps that I'll be showing you today, it doesn't say your passwords. So I'm in this
blank
password field, and if I type in... I like not hearing star, star, star. So if I try to read the current line, it tells me it's 9 characters. It doesn't say what the password is, which is really cool. I really like it. Because if you know, you say, maybe I forgot a character. My password's 9 characters long, and if it says 8 characters, you know you forgot some. And I really like that. In JAWS, you have to actually count stars.
Checkbox, no.
Okay, and here's a checkbox.
Checkbox, no.
I'm going to set this to yes by pressing select.
Yes, checkbox, yes.
And this now...
Remember me on this computer.
So it kind of reminds me of PC. Press select to check, or select, space to check and uncheck checkboxes right here, plus select. So it's going to remember me on here.
Speech error.
Button sign in.
Sign in. Not sure why there was a error. Actually written below it. And it's logging me into my blog. And it's redirecting me from Blogger to my thing.
Page Blogger. Dashboard.
Traffic Blogger.
Okay. And I'm in my dashboard. So if I want to create post, I could. But that's all I'm going to show you. Now, the last thing I want to show you here in the browser is... I'm going to hold down arrow.
Navigation. Oops. 8 edit. 7 file. Alt plus F. 8 edit. Alt
7 file.
One, go to URL.
Go to your URL. We use that. Actually, we didn't. We would press Control O and then type in our URL. If you wanted to go to aph.org, you could just type slash the APH technology page. You could just type in aph.org/tech. It's like other browsers. You don't have to type in http://, or www. Dot, which I really like.
Settings.
And the second option is settings.
Browser settings form play links out, yes.
Play links down. Now, if you notice when I was getting to a link, it would make that kind of a boom, boom, kind of that type of noise. And that's not very close, but it's that type of noise that it makes. But it uses its own link voice, so if you don't want to hear that, you can simply press select.
Yes, say graphic before graphic text, yes.
Now, we didn't run into any graphics, but if we would... Oh, I should have opened a page that I know that has good graphics, good descriptive graphics, but it would use a childish... very annoying childish voice, and it would have said graphic, and then whatever it was. But since it uses that very unique voice, you don't need it to say graphic, so if you don't want it to, press select.
Yes, start reading after a bind operation. No.
Now, I kind of like this.
Yes.
I press select. Because when you do that find, if you remember when we were in the Harry Potter book, and I searched for the word blue, I wanted it to just simply, read. I didn't want to have to start the read, which it's no big deal. Pressing one key is not really that big deal. But if you want to search, it's just easier to do it that way. But I'll set it back to no, since I don't want to demo that later.
Say use left or right to change when presenting a list form control, yes.
Now, if I would have gone to a page with a list, it would have said, okay, if I was selecting a state, it would have said, list, select a state, use left and right to select your state, or use left and right to change. And since if you get familiar with this, you'll be able to know that it's a list, so you won't want it to say that. But I'll leave it to the way it is.
Stop continuous read when the up or down key is pressed. No.
So if I'm reading a continuous read and I said, I really want it to stop when I hit a key, any key, it will. If I press select.
Yes.
But I'm going to leave it at no.
No.
Since if you're reading and you want to skip a certain line of text, it will.
Start page computer braille required www.google.com.
Now, I prefer Google, but what I like to do is put the Google Accessible search, which is at google.com/labs/accessible. ACCESSIBLE. So I set that on my main unit to that.
Skip the next text chunk minimum character length 50 characters.
Now.
Use left and right to change.
Oh, there you heard it. Use left and right to change. Now, if you're familiar with this in JAWS, if you want to skip hack all kinds of stuff and get to your links, you press N and it'll move. Now, same way with this, you can tell it to move to the next block of text. And what it defines a block of text by is a block of text. So if it had two words, let's say it said, welcome, user. And you didn't want that to be a block of text. And by default, it's set to 25 characters. So any block of text, that's longer than 25 characters, will allow you to jump to it, which is really cool.
Start continuous read when a new page is loaded, no.
And so if you wanted to start reading the page, as soon as you load it, you can set this to
yes
by pressing select.
No. Strip extra spaces and new lines from page content, yes.
And if you don't want to find all those blank lines and stuff, which I prefer not to, you leave this to yes, which is the default. But if you want all your blank lines and everything in there, like it would appear if you were sighted, you could press select.
No.
And no, but I'm going to leave it at yes.
Yes. Blank links out when pressing OK on elements which will trigger an action. Yes.
So if you notice when I pressed a button or a link, it kind of made that sound. And that allowed me, that let me know I clicked on something.
Blank links out when pressing OK on elements which will trigger an action. Yes.
And I fixed that in this update. You say trigger an action. Which I prefer because sometimes you might push OK which this is very unlikely, but press OK or press OK or meaning to click on a link, but you click on the wrong link and you didn't think you clicked on anything. So to make that sound, you can realize, oh, I clicked on a link. When this loads, I can press the B chord to go back.
Browser text voice.
And here's different voices. This is the default text voice, which we heard reading to us on the Find Cool Tech homepage. Now, we use 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7, and 9 to change this. 1 does...
1, lower, 1, lower, 1, lower, 1, lower.
Yes, lower.
3, higher, 3, higher, 3, higher, 3, higher, 3, hot, 3, hot, 3, hot, 3,
higher. And I'll go back down to what it was.
1, lower.
Browser link voice.
Browser text voice.
Browser link voice.
Oh, and
browser
6 speeds it up.
6, master, 6, master, 8, 6.
And four slows it down.
Four. Slower six. Four. Slow. Slow. Six. Master.
Okay.
Browser link voice.
And seven. I keep down arrowing. I forget. Okay. So the last one is I was down arrowing because I kept forgetting to show you the next thing that you could do. So we can use 9 because most of you know that with eloquence there are several voices. So if I press 9.
9.
Adult female 1. 9. Child 1. Yep.
The first one would have been Reed, Shelly. This would be on a PC Bobby.
9.
Adult male 2.
That'd be Rocco.
9.
Adult male 3.
That'd be Glenn.
9.
Adult female 2.
I think that's another variation of Shelly.
9. Elderly female 1.
That's Grandma.
9. Elderly male 1.
And that'd be Grandpa.
9.
So I'm gonna keep pressing 7.
7.
Okay. Back at the default.
Browser link voice.
Here's our link voice. I'm down arrowing now.
Browser graphic voice.
Graphic voice.
Browser form voice.
Form voice.
Browser form voice.
And that's it. Now I'm going to press cancel. You would need to press OK to save your settings, but I don't want to, so I'm going to press cancel. And we didn't hear anything, but we're back at our page. Now to get out of the browser, here's another feature I like. Press cancel.
Exit browser.
Now, this does support tab browsing, and if you had tab, it would just say close tab, but I didn't have any. I only had that one tab open, so when you press cancel, it says exit browser. So if I hit any key, we accept OK or cancel.
Empty list.
Maybe not.
Web browser,
let's try
exit
this.
Browser. Press OK to answer yes or cancel to answer no.
I hit the
no.
Bluetooth key.
Exit browser.
I hit down here and it said press OK to answer yes or cancel to answer no. Now I want to exit, so I press OK. And it's
application
closed.
Menu.
Now, the next item in the internet menu is
4-1 web browser.
Two, which is email. All my email on that I do comes directly from here. So it's really cool. All right, the first thing you're going to do, because I don't have an account on here, is you're going to want to set it up. So if we press the menu key,
email menu,
and I press control to silence it, because we don't need to hear all the items until we get to use them. So I'm going to hold down arrow to get to the bottom.
14 filters.
Up arrow.
12 preferences.
Up arrow.
11 accounts. One new account.
One new account. And if I don't know.
One new account.
One new account. If I had accounts, an account or accounts, they will all show up here. So if I press select on new account.
Account name blank.
Account name. Now this is, you can just name it anything. Now I use Gmail, so I'm going to call this account.
G-M-A-I-L.
Gmail.
Mail.
Or mail, as it says it.
Account is default, yes.
Account is default. This is yes, so if I have several accounts and I want to set up my, whatever other accounts I have, I could, and this was one of my secondary accounts that I'm going to still use, but I don't want it to be the default, I can press no, or select for no.
No.
press select again, yes. We're back to yes. Now, the default, when you go, well, I'll talk about that later. It'll make more sense when I'm demoing it.
Real name blank.
Real name. I'll type my name.
.chane.crispin. Chase Crispin. Email address, computer, braille required.
Blank. Down arrow, and I'll type in my email address. Alright, I just typed it in. I'll press down arrow.
Incoming mail server, computer, braille required. Blank.
Incoming mail server. Now, this is something. This is something that is something that confuses people. You want to type in your server. Now, for the port numbers, you need to type a colon and the numbers, the port numbers. Now, a lot of them don't require that. I know, like, with, well, almost all ISPs and some of the free don't require that, but some things like Gmail do. So, for the incoming mail server for Gmail, it's pop.gmail.com:995. Oops. And that has to be in computer braille, so the numbers are in lower cells, and the colon is .156.
pop.mail.com:995.
If we down arrow.
Incoming mail server type. pop3, 1 of 2. Use left and right to select.
Incoming mail server, pop3. And if we right arrow.
Secure pop3, 2 of 2.
Secure pop3. And that's what I need. So I'll down arrow.
Leave messages on server. Yes.
Leave messages on server. Now, I don't like this. Even though Gmail has, 3 gigs of space now? I'm not sure quite how much they have, but they have a lot of storage. But I've just preferred to have my mail come down on the PC, or come down on my Braille Plus, or come down wherever I want it to come down to, and not be there, because I get a lot of emails from the lists. I have Studio Recorder list, the Blind Quill Tech list, I'm on all the Icon of Braille Plus list, so I get a lot of emails from that kind of thing. So, I prefer to set it to
no
by pressing select.
Incoming username, computer, braille required, blank.
I down arrowed incoming username, computer, braille required, blank. Now, this is usually, everything before the at, but in the case of Gmail, that's not true. It's your entire email address. So, I'll type this in. Alright, I'll down arrow.
Incoming password. Computer braille required blank.
And I'll type it in.
9 characters.
9 characters, okay. So I'll down arrow.
Outgoing mail server computer braille required blank.
Same things apply here, the colon and the port number if you have to have one, like Gmail does. And if you don't have to have a port number, you don't have to put a colon. Some people do think that even though they don't have to have a port number, there still needs to be a colon after the server, and that is not true. So, I'm going to type in Google's, or Gmail's, outgoing server, which is smtp.gmail.com:587.
smtp.gmail.com:587.
And I do read the current lineup before I down arrow to make sure I got everything right, because it's really annoying when you have a typo and your mail won't come down.
Outgoing server type smtp, 1 of 2, use left and right to select.
Another server selection box. My right arrow.
SMTP with TLS. 2 of 2.
SMTP with TLS. And this is basically to prevent people from hacking into your email and eavesdropping on your emails.
SMTP with TLS.
Which
2 of 2.
Unfortunately does happen. So, Google uses SMTP with TLS. Or I believe that's transport layer system or something like that.
Outgoing authentication does not require authentication. 1 of 3, use
and
left
this,
and right to select.
This is your last setting, and you have authentication settings. There's does not require authentication, like most ISPs and free accounts do.
Requires authentication. 2 of 3.
Requires authentication, which is what some ISPs and some of the free ones do.
Requires authentication with different user and password pair from incoming mail server. 3 of 3.
And this is authentication with the user and password.
Outgoing
so if I down arrow.
Computer braille required blank.
Outgoing username.
Outgoing password.
And outgoing password.
Computer braille required blank.
My up arrow.
Outgoing authentication requires authentication.
Gmail just requires an authentication. So if I press OK.
Account saved. Inbox empty.
Now I want to show you preferences. I just held down arrow.
12 preferences.
12 preferences. I press select.
Email preferences more. Speak message data folders, yes.
So if you are going through now, you don't have to go through the inbox. You can just open a message and hit delete and it'll go to your next one. But if you want to go through the inbox, it's gonna say the person's name or email address or whatever they have set from where it's from, the subject, and then the date. If you don't want to have the date, you can press select.
No.
But I'm going to leave that at
yes.
Yes, by pressing select again.
Speak message time and folder yes.
Same thing, except this is for time.
Folder message sorting options. By date and time, 1 of 3.
Now we can sort
right to select.
By date and time.
By subject, 2 of 3.
By subject.
By sender.
Or by sender.
By date and time.
I would prefer to leave it at date and time.
Sort order ascending, 1 of 2. Use left and right to select.
The sort order, you can have ascending or...
Descending, 2 of 2.
Or descending.
Ascending,
I prefer ascending.
Sort order ascending, 1 of 2.
And that's all the preferences.
Right,
if I press OK.
Inbox empty folder.
Inbox empty folder. I'll press the menu key.
Email menu. One send and receive.
The first option is send and receive. If I press a select,
send
I should have emails too from my lists.
Email connecting.
I'm pressing status twice.
Email receiving message 2 of 23.
Yep, 23 emails since I checked it 3 hours ago. Has to do with this new update. So many people have questions. And if you have questions too about this update or about the product before you get it, I encourage you to subscribe to the list.
Email receiving message 17 of 23.
Like I said, I don't have the best internet connection. What I started out with when I connected to my network has disappeared. I checked it before when I went out of the web browser. When it said applications menu, I paused and checked. All right.
Inbox Jenny Exler, please, please.
Okay, the list.
Michael D. Barber icon discuss me. Observations about NLS books April 5th, 2008, 5:24 p.m. 23 of 23.
This is from the list, and...
Michael D. Barber icon discuss...
Message I press
yes.
Select.
This is the same situation I have as well. With the VR stream, they include a phrase navigation choice. It's no biggie with me, but just an observation. Michael on Saturday, April 5th, 2008...
All right, there's all this discussion. Now, to forward a message, you choose forward from the menu, control left as a find. To reply, you can press Control R. There's no reply all at this time, but I believe they're working on it. If we left arrow,
folder list inbox.
We have inbox,
outbox,
outbox,
sent mail,
trash.
Sent
that's
out,
it.
In,
all right,
open
I'm not going to demonstrate
inbox.
creating filters, and moving, but they're all possible.
Email
press
menu.
The menu.
One sent and receive. To reply to this message.
Reply.
Forward this
we can do it right from the inbox. You don't have to open it.
For delete this message.
Delete.
This center there
now,
this book.
Delete. That can be done with star, by the way, just as a shortcut. Now, add the center to your address book. If I want to add the list, I could press select, and it would be in my email. At this time, I guess I'll take that back. Never mind. You can choose the folder. So, well, you can't choose what folder you want it in, but, So, that is the menu. Now, what I was going to say about that address book earlier, now that we're in the email program, that send email, whatever contact you're pointing to and you choose send email, it'll get that contact's default email address. And in the default email address, it will... It will send that person email with their default email address.
6 new message.
New message, I can do by Control-N.
Nine, select all.
Select all. If you want to select all your messages and delete them all for some reason, you decided I'm not going to read any email today.
10 empty trash.
Empty trash.
11 accounts.
Accounts, we know what that is.
12 preferences.
12 preferences, we know what that is.
14
and
filters.
Filters your email. Now, there's not a built-in spam filter in here, by the way, at this time. But that allows you, so if I want... Now, I've done this on my unit, but not on this unit, because for reasons, this is the training unit. But what I do is I create a studio recorder folder, a BCT folder, a icon umbrella plus beta folder, an icon discuss folder, an icon tech folder, a bookport folder, braille and speak folder, and then my inbox. So that's what I do. Now this empty trash, that allows you, you press second, it says emptying trash, please wait, it empties your trash, and you're done. And when you empty your trash, it deletes them. Because when you delete a message, it goes to trash, which is like deleted items in Outlook or Outlook Express. And those go to your internal flash disk, which is only 250 megabytes, but 50 of those are full when you get your unit. And if you get a lot of email and stuff with attachments, which I don't, fortunately. But if you do get stuff with attachments, you'll want to really delete your trash because you don't want to fill up that flash disk because that's where all your programs are, your databases, and programs you install and that kind of thing. So you'll want to keep that. You'll want to empty your trash as soon as much as possible.
Inbox Michael. Applicant.
All right. That was some of the programs. I have a feeling that I have made a huge podcast and recording in a very high quality, and I don't want this file to be too big to download or that kind of thing. So I'm going to go ahead and conclude this podcast, and I should be back hopefully tomorrow with another podcast finishing out the library menu, tools menu, utilities menu, and games menu. See you then.